And justice for all.
Stand if you be so kind to do the roll call.
Commissioner DeGennaro.
Present.
Commissioner Glaude.
Present.
Commissioner Leonard is absent.
Yes.
That would like to speak. Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Third and final time, is there anyone from the public would like to speak? Moving right along. Did you have a chance to look at the agenda?
Yes, I did. Yes, I am okay with the agenda, sir.
Okay, I make a motion to accept the agenda.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye. Okay, so be it. And do you have a chance to read the minutes?
I'm going through that right now.
Okay.
Give me a couple.
Take your time.
I'll make a motion that we accept the previous month's meeting minutes.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
So be it. Okay, item 6. Is there any old business?
No old business.
Number 7, new business?
Nothing.
Okay. Item 8, department reports.
So for the budget, due to the IT issue that's currently pending, I wasn't able to get the budget printed out. Resolution to that does seem like it's coming based on the email threads and everything else. I was able to recreate our monthly activity report. Nothing really stands out. Still the uptick with car thefts. It seems the kids have now found a way to steal Hondas.
Wow.
In addition to the Kias and Hyundais.
Yeah.
I will say one of the warrant arrests we made was from a fatal motor vehicle accident that was in 2023. We had a warrant pending for him. They were able to coordinate the guy getting picked up in New York. Extradition happened last week, and he came back home and he was charged with that.
Good. Nice.
How's the Detective Bureau? Are they busy?
Yes. Crime-wise, not at the moment, but task-wise, yes, because Detective Sullivan handles all the training stuff, so he's getting all those up to date with the year-end coming. Gino DeMauro took over evidence full-time, so he's in there kind of putting his own style into how he's going to be doing it and catching up with all the compliances and getting rid of a lot of the stuff that fell a little bit behind. So fortunately, they've had the time to be working on all that stuff. General updates were reached out on the last group. We're going to be looking to hire 2. We have seats for June Academy and Meriden. So we're going to be holding an oral board in the coming weeks.
Great.
You have the names of those individuals here?
For the oral board?
No, that you're going to reach out to for the new, to make an offer for the new class.
Oh, no one yet. We got to hold an oral board
first. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, nothing yet.
Well, it's just moving in the right direction. Hopefully, hopefully we can maintain
hopefully.
Full capacity.
Get
the full capacity and maintain it.
No. Yeah. Better than a lot of places, but
every time
we keep getting close, take a step back.
Exactly, yeah. Hopefully no more step backs.
Yeah, hopefully.
Community communications?
No, nothing
received. No emails?
No.
For some strange reason.
Item 10, traffic authority business.
So the LTA stuff, I wanted to follow up with you, that complaint about Laurel Ave.
Laurel Ave, I haven't heard anything back from Sammy Pilastro called me last Sunday. Previous Sunday, complaining about cars speeding up and down. I think it's a resident on the block.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be a resident on the block. I mentioned it to Deputy Chief Grogan, and he said he's going to move the mobile thing over there, the speeding sign, whatever it is.
Yeah.
See, that can narrow it down. They're asking for a patrol in the morning when the kids get on the bus in the afternoon towards the evening. So I relayed that message to him.
So, yeah, we evaluated it quick. There's no speed signs on that street, so first step is they're coordinating with Public Works to get the signs put up.
25 mile an hour.
And then we'll move on from there.
That's true, because if you don't have that, if there's no posted sign, okay.
So,
if they have a good lawyer,
And then we're just, LTA-wise, we're just keeping up. There hasn't been any other issues, just staying on top of Public Works to get previously approved signs and swapping out some ones that are faded.
I have a question. We approved those boot drives.
Yep.
Susanna, did I sign those?
I think we said that as long as they were approved by you at the meeting, they were okay.
But I think back, we also said if you wish to have them, we could print them out and have you sign them as well. Because they were.
I always signed them before. I didn't know.
Yeah, I remember we had talked about it because it was in the minutes here. You guys approved
right.
it. It's good. Doesn't need a signature.
That's good. Anyways. But from then in the future, I'll make sure I sign them at the meeting. You know.
Yeah. For because
we print them out.
Yeah, because physically I forwarded to now Sergeant Sisko. And then he gets them, and then gets over to Susanna for the verbiage. But he gets the physical via email, so I have them in the file somewhere.
Okay.
Right.
Great.
What I'll do in the future, I'll just copy you on it, and maybe what that will help do is also you could give your approval via email, and then you don't have to sign anything because that electronic signature beats anything else in the world.
Yeah.
So I'll loop you in come next February, March.
Okay.
When I get them.
Great. Okay, item 11, adjournment.
Oh, I'd like to make a motion for adjournment.
I'll second the motion.
Yes.
All in favor? Aye.
This is awesome.
I love it.